For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. As the presidential election intensifies, research shows the youngest segment of rural voters, those aged 18 to 30, still feels ignored. Michael Comedes is with the Rural Democracy Initiative.
Rural young voters are the least contacted and the most undecided.
Young voters in swing states cast an estimated 10% to 15% of all votes in the 2022 midterms, which means their participation in a toss-up presidential election could be critical for the next 4 years and beyond. And Comedes says many young voters are driven by a desire to make their hometown a better place.
Rural people often have a pretty deep pride with our communities, and a lot of people see their futures in the communities that they're in and have opportunities to thrive.
Voting barriers also play a role in some rural communities. Montana doesn't allow online voter registration, which can be a challenge when folks have to drive 100 miles to the nearest election office. There's magic happening along New England's rural byways. But as fall foliage flaunts its showy colors and communities prepare for carloads of tourists, Julia Tilton reports climate change is adding unwelcome uncertainty.
Leaf peeping is an $8 billion windfall for New England. This year, New Hampshire foliage expert Jim Salgi says they can expect bright colors and pops of red, with foliage peaking in early October.
It really is a celebration of a connection to the land that so many small towns and rural settings have. And New England does it best.
But Salgi warns that warmer and wetter conditions from climate change are encouraging pests that dull the foliage and could delay the dynamic colors in the future.
The changing and warming climate is allowing invasive species to gain a foothold.
I'm Julia Tilton.
Gaps in mental health care are proving important since the pandemic. And a new report shows families in one state face big obstacles if their child needs support. The Center for Rural Policy and Development's Mamie Werner says in rural Minnesota, a lack of information combined with long travel distances can make it harder for parents to act as quickly as they should.
And there's a desire for anonymity. People don't necessarily want all their neighbors to know that their kids are seeing a therapist.
In a crisis, she says many rural parents end up taking their child to the emergency room, which can create its own problems. Werner believes care for mental health needs to be included with day-to-day medicine.
Just having a therapist in the regular clinic, the doctor can bring the therapist in to meet you and your child while you're there at your appointment.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.